The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A pastor friend of mine tells this story. Larry was one of those people that was kind of addicted to hot fudge sundaes. You know, he just loved that, the ice cream and the fudge, and the whipped cream, and the nuts, and the cherry. And he was always forever on a diet. But in the middle of the night, he would sneak downstairs while his wife was asleep, and the children were asleep, and the dog was asleep in the family room, and he would make himself a great, big, hot fudge sundae in the middle of the night. He'd even wash the dishes and put them away to get rid of the evidence. If you can imagine, that had kind of broadening consequences for Larry. So Larry did what I know a lot of people threaten to do. He got a chain and a padlock. Each night he would put a chain around the refrigerator and he'd padlock it. And he gave his wife the key. It was just a couple nights later that his wife woke up and she noticed Larry was not in bed. And there were funny noises from the kitchen. It was kind of like chains rattling and grumbling something about a key. In the morning, she got up and there were claw marks on the refrigerator. He was really having a fit looking for ice cream. Here's a passage from Romans 7. St. Paul writes, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold into slavery under sin. I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I can't seem to do it. For I do not do the good that I want, but the evil that I don't want to do is what I wind up doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer that I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, what St. Paul writes is no matter how hard he tries, he knows what is good in his life. He knows what God expects. But he has this way of falling down and stumbling. And this is kind of a personal reflection from St. Paul about the struggle that he had with his in him, own self about trying to do what God wants, and he still had this way at time of stumbling and falling down. Now, this is St. Paul that we're talking about, the lion of the faith, the person that went around the Mediterranean starting churches, who wrote most of the New Testament. He wrestles with sin in his lives. Not after his conversion, but still as he, you know, when he writes Romans as a mature Christian, this was one of his last letters. And he's still wrestling with sin in his life. Lutherans Martin Luther had a concept that became one of the bedrocks of the Reformation, which was in Latin. How many of you know Latin? Okay, I got one or two. Grade me on this, because simul justus et peccator. Is that pretty good? He doesn't even know what I said. You know, what it means is simultaneously saint and sinner. That God gives us the gift of forgiveness. God gives us the gift of forgiveness in a way that he proclaims us to be a saint. But our own sinful nature still, you know, doesn't change. No matter how hard we try, like St. Paul, we have this way of stumbling and falling. You know, even the best of us, as we live out our lives, we will never be perfect this side of the kingdom of God. But God, in his love, still proclaims us a saint, a special child of God, which means in those times that, like St. Paul, when we stumble and fall, God is there to pick us up, set us back on our feet, and push us on our journey as a person of faith. You know, I find that incredibly healing. That, you know, I live the life the best way I can, and there are times that I make mistakes, and there's times that I fail myself. But God's forgiveness is always there. And despite how I sometimes may act, God proclaims me a saint. There was a story about little Billy. Little Billy was 5 years old, and his sister was 6 years old, and his sister was building a tower high with blocks. It got really high. And Billy kind of spotted this red block at the very base of the tower. Now, Billy knew that he should not go over there and pull that red block out. He knew if he would do that, you know, it was the wrong thing to do. He knew that if he did that, his sister would cry. His mom would get mad. You know, there'd be punishment, and life would be tense for the rest of the day. But Billy could not help himself. He walked over, grabbed that red block, pulled it, and the tower came tumbling down. And just as he expected, his sister cried, his mom got mad, he got punished, and it was tense for the rest of the day. But Billy could not help himself. But you know, Billy was still a member of the family, and the next day, everything was forgotten, everything was forgiven, with his sister, with his mom, and they continued their journey together as a faith. If I can quote St. Paul, "Wretched person that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen.